Blog Talk Radio.
To OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Mr. Joe Crawford, the comedian, and also he received Radio Personality of the Year for 2015. Are you on the line, sir?
I am. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. How's your day been so far?
Well, Verna, I got to tell you, it has been crazy because the weather's been nuts, and I finally am able to call you, so I'm sort of a little bit late.
Oh, you're fine, you're fine. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself with our listening audience, like I'm getting strangled.
Yeah, so a little bit about myself, yes. So by all means, of course, I thank you for making the announcement that I ended up winning the 2015 Heritage Awards for the 5th Annual Heritage Awards by the Artist Music Guild down in North Carolina in November, which was taped and will be airing on February 20th on the Dish Network. on channel 266 at 3 p.m. That's on February 20th. And, yeah, that was a big, huge shock. I host the radio show, The Joe Show. It's a one-hour variety talk show that takes place on OM Times Radio, OM Times Radio. And people can check that out on my website, joecrawfordlive.com. And that broadcasts every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, well. So it says you are a great comedian as well.
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up comedy for about 15 years now, and I mean, mainly because I'm from Niagara Falls, Canada area, so I do a lot of performing in Canada, and really no performing in the States except for the radio shows heard in the States. And actually, 2 years ago, I was nominated firstly by the Heritage Awards for Best Comedian of the Year, which I was shocked because, like, again, I've never done any work in the States. I was like, oh, all right, cool, and got some recognition that way somehow. And then last year, 2015, for this year's award show on TV going to be airing, that I was nominated again for Best Comedian and the Best Radio Personality, which was a special honor. It was funny because when they were saying the names of the Best Radio Personality, and they say the nominees are, and they have the graphics up on the stage there and for the TV that people see. But I was taking a picture with my cell phone. And so I heard my name the first time. And then I heard my name the second time and was like, oh. And I screamed out really loud. I dropped my phone on the table. Of course, got emotional and all that stuff. And everyone was like, my goodness, you yelled so loud. I think people in South Carolina heard you. But, yeah.
Now, can you honestly say, or can you say that you maybe thought you would be a comedian when you was younger?
No, I never thought of wanting to be I've always wanted to be an entertainer, a talk show host. I've always wanted to be a game show host, and be a talk show host and perform. And so I do singing comedy shows, and so singing comedy shows, I'll do cover songs of oldies and country and soft rock and do impersonations of Elvis Presley and Dolly Parton. Yes, I dress up like Dolly Parton with the dress and the big bust. And Tina Turner with, yes, a nice mini skirt. And Elton John and Sonny and Cher and that. And so that was, to me, like entertaining as well. And then, I mean, the past several years, people were just like, well, we don't want any singing. We just want joke telling. We just want to have you do stand-up comedy. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I broke into doing a little bit of that. But I like more doing the singing. I like the entertaining. I like the variety. I like interaction with the audience. So, but yeah, growing up, I didn't say I want to be a comedian. I was more like, I want to be a talk show host.
Okay. Now, when you're doing your stand-up, how do you go about, do you write your own jokes?
I end up writing some jokes that are, like, observational, like dealing with whether it's family or with being single or stuff that I see, people in relationships that I hear about, and there's some funny stories there, and then I still am thankful that I'm single, but some... but also, too, like, there's other jokes that I'll tell that probably I know a lot of people haven't heard. Like, oh, I never heard that before, but I end up reciting it, knowing it in my head and reciting it out with the audience and that stuff. And then kind of make it my own spin as well into real-life observational stuff again, too.
Wow, that's incredible. Did it take you a minute to write your jokes, or do you have a special ritual that you go through
No real ritual. The kind of like my imagine, if you will, like a hamster in a wheel, running on the wheel and going and going and going. And that's like how my brain works, and it keeps on going. And I'm pretty sure that hamster's dead and the wheel's still going and the hamster's still flopping around in there, because it's like I'll be in the middle of the night and I have to keep notepads beside me. And I'll scribble stuff down, or I'll be, like, Twittering or on Facebook running these one-liners that I think of, like, 2, 3, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, I just, my brain just doesn't shut off, unfortunately, which maybe is a good thing too, I guess, but it's hard to sleep at night sometimes.
Because you're constantly thinking about different things to write about or to talk about as a stand-up comedian, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I try not to, even when I'm not even thinking of comedy or thinking of writing jokes, it just happens. It just comes. These mainly one-liners or ideas for a joke, or I'll write something down even, and then sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and be like, what did I even write? I can't even read my own chicken scratch. It's weird because it's not like, okay, I'm taking some of my own personal time, locking myself away or going somewhere to sit and watch people or whatever. It's just, it just comes out, or something that happened like maybe like months ago that I just remembered and then turned it into a funny. And it's weird that way, I think. But because I talked with other, when I have other guests on and I talk with other writers and that, they actually got to take time and write their own stuff and like be alone or what have you. But mine just keeps going 24/7.
That's amazing, and also very good at the same time. Now, as a radio personality, when did that come about? Did it all just kind of roll together from the comedian to the radio personality? How did you get into that?
Well, I went for studies for broadcasting, and so I went to college and took broadcasting there. It was a 3-year course, got into terrestrial radio and worked in promotions and worked on the morning show and did stuff that way. And then this would be, because we're in our 9th season of the Joe Show, so 9.5 years ago it would be, because this would be like our 10th year of doing radio, but we're not celebrating the 10th season until September. So about 9.5, 10 years ago, after I left terrestrial radio, I left because of personal reasons and was like, well, I still want to keep my foot in the door. I still want to broadcast. I still want to host my own show. And that's when I actually first started on Blog Talk Radio here. I started on Blog Talk Radio and was doing just 1 hour a month. And it bloomed into 2 hours on the same day a month. Then it came into being 5 days a week. And by the fourth season... by the fifth season, I ended up getting discovered by a gentleman out in Minnesota, and started working with him, and through a few different radio stations these past 4 years, I've been on with him online, and the most recent one, and the one that's going strong right now is the Own Times radio franchise, and they're based out of Pennsylvania, and the owners for that are just lovely people. I met them when I was coming back up from the award show in November. And, yeah, and it's just been great. And I like it because I'm the producer, and what happens by my own doing. And it's like a variety talk show. It's a one-hour show. We'll have celebrities. We have comedians. We have authors. We have actually coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll have Jerry Springer. I'm interviewing Jerry Springer, and also going to be having our second annual Salute to Game Shows. So we have a producer of The Price is Right, who's been involved for 35 years. He's retired now, Roger Dabowitz, and an announcer who's been with The Price is Right and Supermarket Sweep and Hollywood Showdown, Randy West, and also past host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker. That's going to be happening in March. So we're a huge variety talk show where we'll go from politics to game shows to comedy to music, you name it.
Well, you do all of that in your one-hour show.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't seem – there's never enough time, actually. And I have more guests booked and more information to get out than I need to. And I really wish I could get back to doing even 2 hours a week, or even – I used to do five nights a week, but I also host a TV show online that people could check out on JTV, my own production company, JoeCrawfordLive.com. And, yeah, it's just very busy. My schedule is that I just can't focus just on the radio show. I have a food show that's like Diners, Drives, and or Diners, Dives, and Drive-Through. It's different restaurants that we go visit here in the Niagara, Toronto, Hamilton area that when visitors come
wow.
and see, they can check out different restaurants. So I have different projects that I'm doing and going on. So to be able to do just a radio show for 5 days a week, that would be great because I can get all the content out. But, yeah, we make do with what we can, though. So, and then we just actually just got on iTunes as well, which is amazing, with the Joe Show radio show, which is pretty exciting. So under the podcast section, if people go under the Joe Show, and they'll have to probably expand the view a bit. We're about the third row down. You'll see the red curtain with the blue lettering, the Joe Show with the microphone in the middle there. And basically they can end up hearing all the shows so far from season 9. And then the best of the best that we've had so far, like Tim Conway and Carl Reiner and Wink Martindale and Bob Eubanks and a few other great guests that we've had over the past 9 years. So people can check it out on iTunes too.
That's amazing. I mean, that's really amazing. You say you started on Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Wow.
Started out on Blog
and
Talk.
And I have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and like I said, and I had no idea. I mean, I was just doing it on my own and had no support from anyone. And, yeah, just had a little dream, I guess you could say, of wanting to do it, and it's been successful ever since, and won the award of the best radio host.
That's great. That's great, because I know I really enjoy it. I think because I just love talking to people, period. So,
well, that makes a good host right there.
That makes a good host.
You
got
to love to talk to people.
I do. I love talking to people. I love learning what they got going on and just the whole gamut of the talk show thing. I think when I first put on my first pair of headphones, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I love this. It's like, wow, I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing right here. Because
awesome.
I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. Yes, yes. So, Mr. Crawford, if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and any last word of wisdom for anyone who might want to or think they possibly might want to be a talk show host, what words of wisdom would you give to them?
You don't do that. No, I'm just joking. No. Well, people can find me on my website, joecrawfordlive.com, and they can like everything on the Facebook page of our Facebook show. I won't give all the links. Everything's through the website there, the Facebook icon. Take them to the Joe Show page. My Twitter, they can like on Twitter and Instagram and all that fun stuff. So go to basically everything is at joecrawfordlive.com. joecrawfordlive.com is the website to check all that out. Last words, you know what? You got to be persistent. Know that it's not going to happen just overnight. Basically, stick to it. I mean, I've been doing this now for 10 years. I don't want to say on my own because I have like a team now, but I've been doing this for 10 years. I started out on my own, and I was on my own for like 4 or 5 years with no backing and no support. And yeah, and when I say persistent as well, like it took me a year and a half to get an interview with Jerry Springer. Now finally, I wasn't bugging, just every few months to hit up their publicist and say, hey, we're still here, can we do an interview? Same thing with Larry King. It took a year to get an interview with him, and just be there and make your presence known, but don't be annoying about it, and just enjoy what you do. And the best quality that makes a talk show host is two, actually. You got to love to talk, and you got to love to listen. Because if you don't listen, you won't be able to talk. And those are just two big qualities, too. Just God gave you two ears and one mouth, as they said, to do twice the listening and half the talking. So don't do double the talking and half the listening. And, other than that, just do what you love to do. And Verna, I know you do love what you do, and I see it from how you're doing your show here, and I'm very excited that after this week or whatever, we'll end up connecting, and we'll have you on my show, and we'll try
to
have lunch. Yes, oh yes, absolutely, because I want to get to know you. I want to pick your brain and what makes you tick and everything, and how your show goes too, and have my listeners get to listen to your show. And I look forward to that in the future weeks that comes ahead when I talk with your guy Will there, and I'm looking very forward to it. And again, a huge shout out to Will for hooking me up to do this with you guys.
Oh yes, it's definitely been our pleasure. It's definitely been my pleasure. Yes, thank you so very much.
Thank you,
Mr. Crawford, for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule, because we do understand that you're quite busy, and we thank you again for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I love it, and we look forward to having you on our show in the near future, darling.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to it.
You're welcome. Take care, and all your listeners have a great one.
Okay, thank you. We would like to thank our sponsors, B. Martin Enterprises, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Management and Marketing. And leaving you with this, coming from James, the first chapter, the second through the fourth verse. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Again, this is OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. And I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, closing with A Change Is Gonna Come by Crystal Sex Lady Brown. And here we go.